You still have time. Time for what? Time for whom? Today we will consider from the Holy Scriptures the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, time and you. Are you aware of the value of this priceless asset that is called time? For you and for me, it is a period in history that encompasses the days of our living upon this earth. God speak to our hearts as we consider His holy word as it deals with this vital subject. Perhaps one of the most common expressions of Americans, at least in our cities and suburban areas, is, "I'm so busy, I'm too busy, I don't have time." With the multitude of appliances and gadgets which are supposed to make life easier, simpler, and give more freedom, we find ourselves overburdened, tense, rushed, and the stress and strain is so great that there are those who cannot keep up physically and fall victim to heart trouble and other problems associated with anxiety and pressure. The element of time is of the utmost importance in our society, community, home, business, and personal life. What does the Bible have to say about time? According to the dictionary, time is defined as the period during which action, process, etc., continues. Time is measured or measurable duration. Time. Measured duration. Simple, yet these words hold the keys of life and death, peace and war, joy and tragedy. I hope you will take time to listen to a few Bible verses just now, right there in your home or perhaps on the highway in your car, perhaps at business. Take time to listen to God's message for us on this important part of our lives. The uncertainty of life is given to us in the Old Testament in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1, where we read, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Neither you nor I know when the hour of death will take the life from our physical bodies. The most carefully laid plans of the greatest people may be altered in a moment. So no one can truly say, "This will happen tomorrow." The Bible here speaks to us of the uncertainty of time in its relationship to each of us as human beings because death can strike us at any hour. Yes, we cannot be absolutely certain of life even in the next half hour or minute. Therefore, we need to recognize the value of time now while we yet have it at our disposal. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Have you ever really considered your eternal welfare? Or have the things of this life taken up everything, and your days, hours, and minutes have so been preoccupied with activity and the things that have to be done that you do not have time for God or the Bible? Today, you might face God in judgment because of your sins as you pass from this life into eternity. It says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, and verse 27, "It is appointed," and this is one appointment you must keep, for it is outside of the realm of your will, "it is appointed unto men and women once to die, but after this the judgment." In keeping with this thought of the uncertainty of time, in relationship to death and our responsibility to seek God, we read in Proverbs 29 and verse 1, "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." Our decisions on the Bible and God's way of forgiveness of sin must be made now while we still have time, for there is no second chance after death. If you are not a Bible believer as yet, my dear friend, don't harden your heart against God. Do not neglect to take the time to seek the Lord. King David of Israel in the Psalms gives clear evidence of his understanding of the fleeting moments of life in Psalm 32 in verses 5 and 6, where we read, "I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou, God, mayest be found." King David knew the secret of seeking God for forgiveness of his sins while there was still time. Have you learned this truth? Or are you putting off your search for true peace and joy from the hand of God? The infinite God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sent his Son, the Messiah, to earth to die for our sins in a precise time in history. In the Bible book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 3, we find these words for the heart that will seek the Lord today. "Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman," that is, his physical body, "made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." I thank God that in his time the Messiah came to earth over 1900 years ago to provide the atonement, the blood of atonement, for my sins. And as I believe the Bible and receive Messiah as my own personal redeemer, I have been redeemed, and by God's power I am his adopted son through Messiah Jesus. This grants to me and to every other believer access to all of the blessings of God, for him to work in our lives today to give us peace, guidance, and answers to prayer, and limitless other privileges and blessings. Do you desire to know the peace of God? Do you want freedom from bondage? Then you must know Messiah Jesus. There is no atonement, no forgiveness of sin today, unless you know it in the Son of God, Jesus the Messiah, who died for us in our place to pay the penalty for sin due us. In this verse of Scripture, we find that there is a time element, definitely, in God's program. What is his plan for you and your life? Listen again to the Word of God as recorded in the Bible. "We then, as workers together with him, with God, beseech you that ye receive not the grace of God in vain." That is, don't turn away from God's love and his provision for you. "For now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." My dear friends, listen today to God's word. Seek him. Put your trust in him, and he will meet you and your needs. He will become your personal Heavenly Father. He will save you from your sins and cleanse you and give you peace. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Seek God today. Believe in Messiah. Let Jesus come into your heart and life, that you might know God, that you might put your trust in Jesus as your Messiah and Redeemer and sin bearer, that you might know God's peace today and for all eternity in heaven. Should you have any questions or desire additional CDs for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace from God, write to me, George Gruen, at Post Office Box 156, Ephrata, that's Ephrata, Pennsylvania 17522. Visit us on the internet at www.godandjews.org. God be with you to lead you in his way to real peace and joy today and for all eternity.